Hello everyone, welcome back to the Education for Climate talks. Today I am with Vineke Maris. Hello Vineke.
Hi Trevor.
So Vineke, you are a geography teacher and at the moment you're teaching in Den Haag in the international school at secondary school level. You're also a Climate Pact ambassador, Vineke.
That's right.
And you taught in your career a lot about sustainability. And you told me, because we had a short conversation before, that you were still wondering about the best way to teach this and how to make the world a better place for you and your students. But you went on a tour, and that's something which is super interesting, really. You went on a year trip from August 2020 to July 2023, which means that you've just come back, and you visited 15 countries. And you wanted to learn and share knowledge and experiences about education for sustainability. So, and to set up also a sort of network of teachers. So Vineke, I leave you the floor so that you can present yourself, and we want really to learn more about that amazing trip. Please, for yours.
Thank you. So yes, as you said, I'm a geography teacher, and when you teach geography, you teach about a lot of sustainability issues, like deforestation and climate change and pollution. And they're quite heavy topics, and I can see the impact on my students that knowledge has on them. And so I'm always thinking, how can I teach this in a way that doesn't depress them and it doesn't leave them feeling apathetic or sort of hopeless, there's nothing I can do, but basically leaves them feeling knowledgeable and empowered. Because you both want to teach them the truth and the scientific background of all everything that's happening in our world, but you also want to leave them equipped, I suppose, to live in that world and to make a difference. And I'm always wondering, so how do I do that? And one of the things I found out in my career is that something that makes a real difference is if I am able to connect my students to organizations or people outside school, so basically in society, where they can form that connection and where they can collaborate together. And that's also for me, actually, because like my students, I also struggle with the knowledge of climate change and the eco-anxiety, I suppose. Like, research shows that already 75% of our young people worldwide suffer from eco-anxiety, from the worries about the future. And I feel we as teachers or as educators have a responsibility to care for them and to not only teach them about what's happening, but also socially, emotionally support them in that knowledge. And at the same time, of course, I and my students the same want to make a difference. We want to not just know about it, we want to make it better. And so that with that question, I went on a journey through Europe to see how do other people do that in other countries, and to learn and to bring back that, the inspiration. Because as you can see behind me, I'm not only a teacher, I'm also a board member of Teachers for Climate. In a lot of European countries, there are similar organizations of teachers, and it's mostly called Teachers for Future. And we are basically the teachers who, after the first climate strikes of our students, said we need to support these students in the leadership they are taking. They're really demonstrating what the world needs is for us to make our voices heard, to stand up for our future, and to collaborate nationally and internationally. So we wanted to support them, and that's what we did. And from working with young people, we also learned they want to learn in school about sustainability and about how they can contribute. So all of those aligned was, I guess, the sort of suitcase I took on my trip of the things I was looking for. And we started in Scandinavia. I say we, my partner and I, who's a biology teacher. We traveled from Scandinavia through the Baltic states, through Poland and Hungary, Slovenia, Italy, Spain, Portugal, France, Belgium, and back home. And I guess I came back with with hope. And with inspiration of a lot of beautiful examples of how you can actually teach for sustainability in an empowering way.
Thank you. Amazing. So precisely, that's what we want to hear now. the sort of tips, suggestions, ideas you collected and you can share with us on how to embed better on more sustainability into education. Before that, I just had something because I was listening to you on talking about eco-anxiety. Is it something which was among your students very present, very strong? And is it also something that you share with your colleagues from Teachers for Future and the teachers you met during your trip?
Yeah.
Is for you a real issue, a reality that we have to tackle as educators?
It is a real, real issue. And I'm glad actually you emphasize it because I think we need to pay as much attention to sharing the knowledge as to supporting our students in dealing with this and perhaps also ourselves. I'll give you an example of how real it is. When I teach about sustainability, for example, my class was year 9, they're 13, 14 year olds. And at the beginning, I sort of to open up the conversation, I ask them to go stand in the back of the class if you feel optimistic about the future, and come stand in the front of the class if you feel pessimistic about the future. So it's going to get worse from now. And you see that between 70 to 90% stand in the pessimistic side of the classroom. And then I asked them, okay, now based on where you are, choose whether you go and stand to the left or the right of the classroom, whether you feel you have any agency in how the future will turn out. Do you have any influence on this? And it really breaks my heart to see that the majority of the class, of these young people, is standing in the corner of, I'm feeling pessimistic about my future and I have no influence. And I think, I understand it completely, but I think we need to do something with that.
Well, that's exactly what I wanted to ask you as a following question, which is, do you think that eco-anxiety is linked to the lack of agency? And agency being one of the competences, by the way, of the Green Comp framework, is something we really have to stress, how to find ways to give them the tools, to equip them really to be actors. But we began the discussion because that's the sort of thing suddenly you collected as ideas. So I mean, you can bounce on that, of course, and share with us all the amazing initiatives and ideas you collected and you brought back from your journey, please.
Yeah, so exactly as you say, I think the most important thing we need to do is connect what we learn to a perspective to act, like that agency. And that's a different way of teaching. I can come back to the model you see behind me. It's transformative sustainability education as we at Teachers for Climate see what it should be like. And a very important part of the way we teach, the pedagogy for sustainability, is that it's action focused and authentic. So we invite students and we equip them to contribute to, I guess, collaborative learning is a very important aspect of that, to contribute to real solutions for these world problems. Because we know, well, one, that's what the world needs. And two, we know psychologically that really helps with that feeling of powerlessness. And I think what I've seen, because yes, your question was...
I bounced on, because you used the word, I wanted to you to expand a bit. You said authentic. What do you mean by that? I mean, because I guess it's linked to certain values. So I guess you think also that these values are important. How do we teach that?
For me, authentic means we present real life situations and we ask students to do something for a real life audience. So whatever they do has an actual impact in the world, rather than a test, which I'm not saying we don't need to do tests. Tests are also important and relevant, but it's good to give students an opportunity to do something real for a real life audience for a real problem. And that's what I mean with authentic, because it's of course motivating when you see that what you do can make a difference.
Absolutely. So were there, when you are doing your journey, things that you find again and again, or problems or solutions, whatever, between all these teachers and initiatives, you had the chance and the luck to really to meet and to learn about?
Yeah, I think I would like to share two beautiful examples. One was I went to the Real School in Budapest in Hungary, and it's a school, it's an international school, and they are completely centered around the idea of sustainability and social entrepreneurship. So really that empowerment, right? That agency. And they have the dream to reality process where students work collaboratively in groups with people from the community, with people from outside schools on a real issue. And whatever they make is contributing to the community. An example they shared really proudly, the students shared really proudly, is they researched into the impacts of fast fashion, and together with community members learned about upcycling their clothes, had a fashion parade to show their clothes. They made a magazine with people who were real publishers and in the magazine and the publishing world. So they learned those actual skills, and those magazines were really shared. So I guess in a way they could share their knowledge that way and raise awareness. And the beauty of that was also it's interdisciplinary, which we know for education for sustainability. We're not going to solve it if we stay in our silos of geography and physics and languages. We need all of us to work together. And I thought it's not always easy to do that, but they made that work well. So that was a beautiful example for me. And another one that really I'm very jealous of. We went to Slovenia, which of course has an incredibly beautiful nature and a wide space, like they have a lot of nature. And they have integrated that into their curriculum. So it's written there that every student in the first 9 years of their education needs to have at least 2 weeks of outdoor education, really out in nature. And the government supports this with outdoor education centers that are paid for by the state, and they are staffed by people who are especially trained in teaching for outdoor education. And students have that really good experience where you connect with nature. And I think that's the foundation of sustainability, is that you feel connected, you feel the love for nature. And then from there comes the care. And I think that's, I read a beautiful quote that said, "Let us please, before we ask students to save the world, let we first give them an opportunity to love it and to care, to feel the connection." And I think that's very true.
Thank you, Veronica. So connection with nature is certainly important. I think we can't stress enough the fact that when it comes to teaching, interdisciplinarity approach is absolutely key. But as you rightly say, I mean, then it has to happen. It means that curriculum and the organization of the school or the learning place has got to give the possibility, of course, to the educator to work together.
That's it. But,
I mean, let's go to the last question, because you are implementing a lot of these ideas, I'm sure, in an Erasmus Plus project that I just started and you're involved in, which is called Sustainability Accelerator Program, SAP. So can you tell us a bit more about it? And how
yes.
it contributes to implementing innovation for sustainability.
Yeah, because the journey, our trip through Europe gave us a lot of inspiration and some excellent examples of where people were able to embed education for sustainability, where they combined, coming back to the model, the pedagogy with the curriculum, with the school environment, to ultimately lead to what we see. I'll move this way so you can read, planetary citizenship. So you're understanding that we are part of a global ecosystem. And we are just like the trees and the plants and the animals, but also the non-living elements like the air and the water and the soil. We're part of that system, but we're not above it. And we're not the boss of it. We can't exploit it. We don't have that right. But everything we do has an impact on that global ecosystem, and therefore we need to take that into account. And I think ultimately that's the goal for us, for me, of education for sustainability. And what schools are good at is having projects. And what I often see is that initiatives are being driven by a small group of very passionate people who see the importance. And you can argue that's always going to be the case, but now I think we are at a point where this needs to be lifted to a higher level where it's structurally integrated in education and it's not a project. And that's a big question. And this is something I think schools find difficult. And this is what our sustainability accelerator program is exactly geared towards. We are with colleagues from Germany, Spain, Portugal and Belgium and the Netherlands then. Together we have created a innovation management trajectory where 5 schools throughout Europe are invited and coached and guided through an innovation management for sustainability based on the model of Teachers for Climate, the transformative sustainability model, where we go from the idea, what does your school need to really embed sustainability? What is it that you want to focus on? Because we also see that true innovation for sustainability comes from within the school, in their specific context, with their specific, I guess, resources they've got and the capital. So we guide them from the project idea to finding who is needed and what does our community want, to trying it, to experimenting, and then seeing how can we upscale that to really make it structural. So I'm really excited about that, actually.
We are also, so I mean, we, as usual, we share resources so that the members of our community can learn more about your amazing project. That project will go on for more than a year, I guess.
So we will take those 5 schools through that journey in a school year. So we are now, we have the applications have closed. We've got some really good schools who applied with a very strong sense of what they wish for. So we now need to unfortunately select because we only have space for 5. However, and this might be interesting, we want to build a community of schools around those 5 schools with whom we can share. Right, we can share what is happening, the insights we have. At the end of the school year, we organize an online conference where we can share our experiences and inspiration, also the struggles we had and how we overcame them. And schools can really become a part of that community.
So, Veronica, we invite you to invite them to the Education for Climate Coalition, where you have also very passionate people and convinced people. But as you rightly say, we've got to go beyond that. So they will be certainly very much interested to share with you and to give support to your project. Thank you again, Veronica. We wish you the best for what's going on.
Thank you very much.